Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Commish here. OFL After Dark. Early Tuesday morning, 12:18 a.m. East Coast. Started a little late. We got pushed back a little bit. Had a second late night fast forward go on tonight, so we had to get that organized and get that all kicked off. Some big name players in there tonight. Buck Sweep going up against Sirius Mo. Two of the best players in the world right there. And then in the other bracket, Durax, as you guys have got to know a little bit recently, as long as my so have I. Big time player, big time winner. Going up against a new guy, Air Jordan 23. He's familiar with him, so we'll see what goes down there. And the other fast forward, Buck Sweep just beat Pepe 124. And another new guy won on the other side of that bracket. Drawing a blank right. Oh, Tenacious AF. So him and Buck Sweep are going to play tomorrow for the $100. So we're getting a lot of new names in those fast fours, so make sure you get in one. Good time. All you need to do is win two games, win $100 instantly. Speaking of winning money, how about $1,500 right now? OFL Now Prime Fantasy Draft League, $61 to join. Spots available. Going fast, though. A lot faster than I thought it would. www.shop.oflnow.com. Don't want to join a $61 league? Understandable. Can't win the $1,500, though. But, I mean, I understand. So what did we go ahead and do? Talk to league officials. They heard what you had to say, so we're going to give you what you want. We're giving you a two-year multiple. It will be the last multiple we will offer before Madden 16. So it's a two-season multiple, only $25. So basically $12.50 a season there. You're going to win $175 each Super Bowl, so that one's going really, really fast, filling up. So make sure, you know, you get in there. It's going to be a good time. Win both. Win $350, man. That's pretty sweet. Shop.oflnow.com. So what else we got going on? New rankings coming out real shortly. Coming out probably after this show, actually. Also want to congratulate OFL Now Jay Jerk for following in my footsteps and getting his family a fish tank. You know, we got the official OFL Now fish tank. We're going to have some videos coming soon, possibly picking up a frog tomorrow. If somebody wants to name it, go ahead and put some names out there on Glip. If you name the frog and we choose the name that you choose, you'll get a free tournament into the, you'll get free entry into the March Madness 64 tournament coming up soon. That tournament is going to be for a 12-month Xbox Live online card or whatever they call it these days. So you'll be online for a year if you win that tournament. So yeah, name the frog. It'll be free for you to get in the tournament if we choose the name you put out there on Glip for the frog. So anyway, JJ, I know you and your family, Grayson, and I forget what your other kid's name is, and Miss Holly, I'm sure y'all are going to love the fish tank, and can't wait to hear about it. So what else we got going on? Tombstone 32, kind of a little stall today. One game or two games got played. Looks like SC Bolt's going to have to be disqualified. He's going out of town. It's a shame to see a great competitor like him have to exit a tournament like that. But, you know, he understands. He's a reasonable man, and it's just how it goes down sometimes. So we'll see what's going on. Let's go right to the call right here, 616. 616, you're now here with the commish. How are you doing?
What's up? What's
up, commish? Who do I got the pleasure to speak with?
OFL J Jerks, a.k.a. J Mills.
There it is, J Jerk, co-head of the OFL Now Players Union. J Jerk, I was just speaking about you. I don't know if you heard. I was congratulating you on purchasing the fish tank for the family there, and I'm sure everyone's going to be thrilled. What kind of fish did you get?
I'm not sure what. She picked out the fish. I picked out the tank. So I'm not sure what type of fish it is. I know she said she wasn't going to get some like kind of beta fish or something because she said, I guess those ones can't be around other fish.
Oh, okay, yeah. You got betas?
Oh, no, she didn't get them. She didn't get beta fish. She got something else other than beta fishes. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I have to ask her when she get here, but she picked out the fish.
All right. Well, that's cool. I hope it all works out for you. I know the kids are going to love that, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They probably won't have to take care of it.
Yeah, they already named it. They already named it and everything.
That's cool. So we got a lot of tournaments going on. We also have the OFL Now Prime. Obviously, that's going to take a little longer to fill up at $61 to enter. But that $1,500 is, you know, people are really liking that. But, you know, I sat down and I talked to you and I talked to Freddie Krueger. And, you know, a lot of guys in the league were asking you for another multiple. So we're going to squeeze in a Group 6 multiple. It's going to be a two-season. Only $25, so it's reasonably priced. That breaks down to, what, $12 and some 50 cents, I guess, a season. Win $175 each season. A couple people have joined now. You think it's going to take off pretty quick?
I think it's going to take off. You can't beat that for people asking for multiple and it's cheap, and you get to have your team for an extra season. You can't ask for better. All I hear is people, oh, I wish I had this team for one more season.
Yeah, I actually expect that one to fill up faster than Prime, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, JJ, new rankings are coming out probably after this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick the top five players in the league, who would your top five be?
I think Volcano, because even, you know, he has a problem with running up the score and everything. I think he's still number one. He won Super Bowls, still winning. So I would put him number one. And then I would have to say OFL Savage is up there. PB number one. Who else am I doing? I would say Black Assassin still wins his games. I know he had a couple losses, so I mean I don't know if I can even put him in the top five right now because he had a couple of big losses. So not left from other two people. Oh my bad, Boat, of course, Boat. So that's four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for one more person who's kind of been dominating. That's hard. Five. I think five can be in the mix, anything, because I'm not going to be talking, but I feel like I can make it in top five. And then I feel like if with Buckwheat, we've been in there for a while, I feel like, you know, then he would, if he keeps winning, I think he would take five. So, but I know he hasn't been in for a while. He hasn't played everybody.
Yeah, and that's the case with a lot of people you're seeing out there. Him, Slay Island, Obama's mentor, about that life too.
VA Assassin.
Oh yeah, VXA Assassin. There's another guy. These guys don't have quite the sample size quite yet. So they're getting in more leagues and more games are being played. Dippendosh just joined the league, so. You kind of expect a lot out of him coming here in the future. So, XDMGX, Jason. I guess I don't even know where I would start, to be honest. I really don't know. It's that hard. I'm glad we have the point system set up and all that. So it's not just a judgmental call.
Yeah, we have a very competitive league. I like it that way.
Some people consider it the most competitive on Xbox One. I mean, I don't know what other leagues are out there. I'm not even too concerned about it. What I'm concerned about mostly, JJ, is an issue that Pepe brought up to me. He's quite frustrated. He showed a lot of displeasure in the OFL now. We haven't lived up to his expectations. And I understand where he's coming from. I mean, 3 weeks, he said he's messaged everybody. He's had 2 games get autoed on him because the opponent didn't show up. He had to wait till 4 a.m. to play O-Buckets last night, even though they agreed to a 1 a.m. game. And I totally understand where he's coming from, but it's terrible to lose a member this quick because I try to tell him, he's like, I mean, he said... If this is how the OFL now is and I have to wait and not get a game played, I'm never going to play in a league or tournament again. And I understand where he's coming from, but I tried to explain, hey, there, you know, we have a right around 150 members. Not everybody's schedule's like this. JJ, could you speak a little bit about his situation?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've been preaching this since day one about playing the games. I mean, everybody wants to wait to. Some people want to wait to the last minute. Where I think if you got the option to play your opponent and you don't have any problem, I only say you want to have the right feeling on. But you don't know what's gonna happen in the middle of the week. So when you have the opportunity, for instance, I got kids. So whenever I got the opportunity to play, even if I don't feel right, I'm not gonna really set it to like 8 o'clock for the big game, because if that's gonna happen, you guys need to be on it and make sure that game gets paid before it was a prime time game. But if not, you know, anything can happen. I suggest if you can get your games out of the way, you just play them. You know, and we don't want to lose members. We want to keep growing. So, I mean, people need to start either messaging people or letting them know or, you know, communicating, because that's how stuff start getting messed up if we don't start playing our games. You know, you already got people talk down about leagues not playing the games and always talk this league up, and I don't want them to come in here and send a bad example because we can't play our games. You know, I don't want to hear because it's not real football season, then don't join. You know, we need to play our games.
And you're right, because he's what we want. We want somebody dedicated, committed, messaging, set, being there when the time's scheduled. For him to feel slighted and frustrated, which I understand. I understand why he's saying what he is. I understand why he would go out there and give us a bad name. So, I mean, we're trying to grow everyone here. Everyone's trying to develop into a better Madden player, make the community stronger. But I guess the one positive we can take out of this, JJ, is his expectations were at that level from OFL now. Like, he had heard good things. His expectations were up there. So I guess that's one good thing we can take out of this situation. Would you agree with me?
I agree. Yeah, I would agree.
We got another caller to bring into this conversation. 806, you're now live with the commish, and J Jerk, previously known as JJ Mills, previously known as JJ something. he's got a J there, but that's him. 806, who we got the pleasure to speak with?
The one and only witness.
There he is. We witnessed the... You will be a trivia question one day, the first member to ever get kicked out of GLIP. And I truly apologize. I didn't feel like going back and arguing with you back and forth. I had a lot of things going on with the league that you might not have known because it was off the main chat. And you know, that's not your responsibility to know that knowledge, but I just didn't have time to argue. I'd love for you to come back and join us at GLIP. We really enjoy having you there. You're a funny guy. Can you accept my apology here live on air?
Yes.
All right, good. We're back. All right, witness, well, welcome back. We also have a frog naming contest. Everyone remembers you as the frog clown ass killer from killing my last fish tank, but we are going to purchase a frog tomorrow. Whoever, you can go out there on GLIP when you come back and put some names out there for the frog, and if it gets chosen, you'll get a free free entry into March Madness tournament coming up. That's going to be a pretty sick tournament, man. It's going to be a 64-man single elimination tournament. Winner's going to get a full year of Xbox Live, one of those 12-month cards. So you might want to get in there. Now, witness, now you heard us talking there. What do you think about these people? You've never had an issue. You've been good on scheduling and showing up. But you heard the situation there with what's going on with Pepe?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's just really unfortunate that, like you said, you have to lose a member, but, I mean, I'm not going to say shame on the league members that couldn't play, but it's sad that he couldn't. I mean, he didn't have opponents that were willing to work with him and play. But, I mean, man, we can only just get big here. I mean, got to keep recruiting.
Yeah, but and you're right. We do need to keep recruiting, but we also need to satisfy the people that, you know, we got to take that. They took that leap of faith in us, and, you know, they expect something, and I expect to give them what they expect, basically. A lot of expects in that sentence. But either way,
of course,
he deserves to be able to – you pay money, he shouldn't have to get simmed when he has messaged and been waiting to be there on a scheduled time, and then – people don't show up. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And what do you think about these people that wait till 3 in the morning on the last day before we advance to play?
I mean, if those people schedule it, I mean, that's all good and dandy. But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard. But I know that those people that do try to play at 3 – they can play sometime during the day. There's no way. I don't care if it works in that way. You can throw up an hour of your time to play a game because I know you don't work 24 hours. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess got to get them played one way or another.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you, man. And I wanted to bring that up to you, JJ. Does a rule need to be implemented in – what time you need to send a message out to set up your game?
It might be, man. And like I say, we need to crack down on these little things, like the rule of messaging and the rule of quitting. You know, I remember when I first came in here, if you quit a game, I think it was what's his name? Gigolo, however you say his name, Finesse Gigolo. He quit one of his games, and if I'm correct, he lost out on 3 or 5 games, and that made him play. Ever since, I don't see him miss no games no more, you know, because we need to have harder penalties to let people know if you're not going to take this serious, you're going to get penalized. You're not going to get your money back, you know. So we can get somebody in here that actually wants to play.
Yeah.
It's true. We haven't had a major issue, really, with people quitting. It's actually been pleasantly surprising. If you think how many games are played in the OFL now at this point, I mean, I was trying to do the math the other day in my head, but I failed. But kind of like OFL Now Savage, he failed his math test too, he told us. So we're in the same boat there. But either way, that's beside the point. But there's been a ton of fucking games been played here, as you know, JJ, and
yeah.
Witness. if you think about the percentage of games that people actually quit, it's minimal. It's so small, it's unbelievable. And I think it's right.
Yeah,
I think people
good.
Realize they're going to get suspended.
That's good. And like I said, with how you said about scheduling games, I mean, what I do is right before you advance, I always get on my league and go ahead and message that person like an hour before or the night before we advance, and just ask them, when do you want to play? And just make sure that I already have contact with them, because, yeah, it's not cool when you get a message the last hour, like, hey, I'm on, let's get this done.
And you know what? I've never had an issue, and I don't know if that's because I'm the commish and people treat me differently, but I've never had an issue when the league advances. What I do, I'm in every league, you know. I see every person I play. I send out a group message. Message me with what time you want to play. I've never missed a game yet. Everyone's always responded. Have not nothing. And like I said,
yeah,
maybe it's just because
I've never had a problem either.
Have you noticed that too, JJ? If you put the message out there that people usually respond?
Most majority of people respond. I can't say I have the satisfaction all the time, but yeah, more than none.
You know,
yeah.
it's not rocket science. Like, you'd think this would be a simple thing, right? Hey, somebody send me a message, I respond. And another thing that doesn't work is, I've heard this situation, it's happened to me. You send a message, hey, what time you want to play? And they message you back, yo. And then you don't hear anything back, and it's like, the fuck time is yo? You know, like.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff like that, man. I don't know. You think people want to play. I mean, like, the best day, the funnest day. You know, people want to stay on Greg about advance, when can we advance, but why would he want to advance so quick when people don't even want to play their games right off the bat? Like, I don't understand that. You cry about advancing, but then when you go, I have seven games, and it's been days where I got all seven done, you know? I don't understand how you can't get two games done when people want to cry about, I wish we'd advance. When are you going to advance? And then we advance, and then you don't even play your game. Makes no sense.
No, I'm with you. And it's amazing because people want to advance. It's like, don't tell me. Tell the people tell your community members. You're part of a community. You know what I mean? They're the people you need to have play their games, because I'll advance once every game's played. I won't argue with you, but every game needs to be accounted for. So, I mean, you should be really, if you're in a hurry to, you know, you see three games left, message the dudes that need it and just be like, hey, man, get your game in. And sometimes somebody just needs that little bit of motivation to get their game done, and you'd be surprised. Hey, we have a message coming in here from Witness. This is coming from G. Ran Havoc off of Twitter, and he wants to know, what are the chances that you'll play OFL Now Savage in the Super Bowl?
As far as I know, it's not going to happen in Group 2. We're in the same division, or we're in the same little conference. Group 2 single, he's not in there. In Group 5 single, he's not in there. So, I don't know. I don't see it happening anytime soon unless we get in the same league. But, yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Well, there you have it, G-Ran Havoc. Thanks for sending a question in, but maybe you should try to stay a little more updated on your leagues, because you would have known it couldn't happen. But either way, we appreciate the question. I can't believe Witness has a fan out there, but apparently he does. Either way, JJ, I see your boy UG Touchable is in the party with you. What's he have to say tonight?
Nothing. It's kind of creepy. He's just sitting in there. I kind of muted my mic because I felt like violated. I didn't know, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. He's still just sitting there. I don't know now. It's muted. But yeah, he's just sitting there. He does that a lot.
I forgot I had my shit unmuted. He probably heard me. But either way, we'll see what he has to say. So, Witness, Are you still undefeated in, is it Group 2 multiple, maybe?
Group 2 single, yeah. I'm 7-0.
7-0.
Yeah, JJ, too. Me and him are the only undefeated people in there.
Wow. I feel like this is a radio show of bipolarity, I guess, because I'm the exact opposite. I don't fucking think I've even won a game. I'm not sure I've won a game this month in all of my leagues, to be honest with you. But, yeah, that's what it is right now. We're struggling.
Man, I like you.
But either way, so you're both undefeated. What's the odds? Have you guys taken a look at the future opponents you have the rest of that season?
I'll go ahead and tell you mine. Next game, it's the rematch again for me and Mad Dream. Looking forward to that. After that game, I got Buck Sweep. And then after that game, I got DNA Suspect. But then after that, I'm smooth sailing as far as I know.
Can you wait on mine? Because I'm in the game. I'm not smooth.
Well, so if you win three games, if you win your next three, you're thinking you could probably, go undefeated?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
But that's a tough three games, let's face it, man. If
it
I was
is.
You, I'd be happy to come out of there 2-1.
Yeah.
With no injuries. Now, do you have Buck Sweep and DNA Suspect in your division?
Yeah, sadly, I have Buck Sweep in my division. He's 5-1 with the Steelers.
Wow. That seems like it'd be a good team for his style, too. But either way, we'll see. We know you're a very strong player. Sitting there, I think, 13, possibly maybe moving up. We'll see when the new rankings come up. Now, JJ, have you had a chance to look at who you have left on your schedule?
I haven't really. I kind of just play whoever. It don't matter to me. I'm not saying the opponent don't matter. I have to play my game, so it doesn't matter at the end of the day. But I think my group two schedule is not that bad. I think I know I have group one. I'm also undefeated in single, and the only person I remember on there was both. I don't remember nobody else. So, I don't know. That's why I said I'm in a game right now. That's why I was going to ask Witness why he was on the schedule. Could you look at mine real quick? But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
And why I'm looking up this, Greg. So, as I said, I got the 7-0. I got the win with win over New Money Boy. In Group 2 Multiple, I got the win over Pro Sports. But, sadly, in Group 5 Single for the first game, I lost to Messiah by a touchdown with the Seahawks. Yeah,
really.
A little depressing.
It is, but would you, Witness, do you think you could find a stronger league out there?
What do you mean stronger league? Oh, hell no.
Do you think the OFL now has made you a better player than you? Because I know you're kind of relatively new to Madden. I know Jordan, a.k.a. OFL now, Savage, really took you under his wing and taught you a lot. And now a lot of people consider you better than him, but that's debatable. But either way, do you think this league has made you a better player?
Oh, yeah, dude, there's no doubt. Because I remember, I don't know if this is a great example to go ahead and throw out there, but I remember when I first got in the league, I always lost to Chad. Like, when I first started, the first couple weeks, I lost to Chad by, like, I don't know, two, three touchdowns. And I played him recently. Mm-hmm. I played him the other day because he got into a party. He was like, who wants to get their ass kicked? I was like, I'll play you, man. And I played him. I beat him, like, 60-something to, like, 20. I'm definitely moving, like getting better as a player. I'm pretty happy about that.
Now, I talked to Buck, John Campbell Buck, that is. He says that he feels your division in that new Group 5 single, I guess it is the easiest division. Would you agree?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah. I know I will have no problem as far as I know making it to playoffs, but I guess we shall see.
All right. We're out of time here, guys. But join OFL and Al Prime, $61, $1,500 in CU winner. You know, pay your rent, get some rims, take your lady out to eat, put her in a nice dress, some red shoes, heels. Do it. Peace.
Yes, sir.